Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we have heard your word, we have sung your praise. And we pray that the words that we have heard, we may know in our hearts as well as our minds, that they are your truth for us. Give us the courage to be challenged by them and the will to follow them. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Today, on this World Communion Sunday, Christians are gathering around the table of Christ. However, we need to be mindful that there are many who are gathering around a strange table today because they've left their homes out of fear for their lives. They've lived in places like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. True, many of them are not Christians, and so would not come to the table of Christ, because it's not what they believe. But I hope you noted that in our readings from Deuteronomy, it talked about God loving the immigrants, but does not say the Jewish ones. And certainly wouldn't say the Christian one, because that was long before Christianity was even thought of. When Israel went down to Egypt, they went in to a non-Jewish country. The Egyptians worshipped a god for just about everything. And they were cared for. Because Joseph, who brought his family down, had saved the Egyptians from famine. And the Egyptians were grateful. They trusted Joseph and his family. And it was there in Egypt that they grew to be a great nation again, as we heard in Deuteronomy. And it was only when the Egyptians began to be fearful of their numbers that they forgot how Joseph had helped them. And that is when the plagues and the slavery and all of that happened. Let us also not forget, in the Gospel of Matthew, the Magi went to Herod and said, "Where is he, born king of the Jews?" And he didn't know, but he asked his religious leaders, and they said, "Well, it says in Bethlehem." And so the Magi went there and saw the baby Jesus. And being warned in a dream, they went back another way. They didn't go back to Herod to tell him where they found him, as he wanted them to do. And in his anger, he began to kill all of the young male children. And Jesus and Joseph and Mary had to flee to Egypt in order to keep their lives. So Jesus and his mother and father were refugees in Egypt. Today, in our country and in the world, immigration and refugees are facing great pushback because we have become fearful of them. We don't want anyone to come into our country because we're afraid of a few bad apples. And yet, can we imagine what it would be like if something like our Civil War happened in our country today? The number of people who would flee to keep their families, their loved ones safe. The writer of the book of Deuteronomy challenges us to consider how there was a time when people took care of us or our forebears when they left their homelands or our homelands. Today we are reminded that we all came from somewhere else. Some say only the Native Americans were here, and yet, you know, in many ways, they were refugees too. They came over from Russia down through Alaska and down through Canada as the migration spread. We all came from somewhere else. And when we came, except for the Native Americans, there were others who helped us. Even the first settlers to our shores were helped by the Native Americans. That's what we celebrate on Thanksgiving. Why can we not help others to come? Why are we so afraid? Some will say they take our jobs. Do they really? I've not seen too many Americans lining up to do the jobs that a lot of immigrants are doing. Some say, have said the bad ones will come with them. They will infiltrate our country. But from what I hear, we have a pretty strenuous vetting process. Are we scared that they will change us from being who we are? I have to remind myself and all of us that immigrants helped to make this country what it is today. Christ calls us to love all people, not just those who think, dress, and speak like us. God and Christ call us to love all people and not just those who worship like us. He said, love your neighbor as yourself, but he didn't define neighbor other than to say neighbor is all people. We cannot continue to isolate ourselves from the world. Because there will come a time, there is always a time, when we will need people in other parts of the world to help us. Think of the Revolutionary War. We may not have won it without the help of the French. France was saved along with Hungary, Poland, and Italy, and other parts of Europe with armies, other armies fighting for and with them in World War II. And we need also to help refugees out of compassion. Because they have had something ripped out of them when they left their homeland. That's why I put the picture I did on the cover of the bulletin. To leave the land where you grew up, where your family lived, and where members of your family are buried, sometimes with nothing but the clothes on your back, where your friends live, to leave that rips something out of you. And it's not an easy thing to do. We think, oh, everybody wants to come to our nation. No, I don't think everybody does. They don't want to leave where they are, but for safety, they must. As the artist who created the refugee statue says, it creates a vacuum in one's life when you leave. And God calls us to fill that vacuum with love, acceptance, and with support because others did it for us at times in our history. So as we gather at this table today, may we be mindful that it is a world table. People have and are and will gather at this table speaking many different languages. But they are all the language of love. In a few minutes, as I said, you will hear some of those languages in our invitation to communion. And there are so many more. We cannot, we must not forget the world. We cannot isolate ourselves from it. We are part of it, and all people are our brothers and our sisters in the human family that call this ball of earth home. Let us not forget that in this country, we are all immigrants. Amen.